This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we'll get to a couple of calls, but I want to just bring this. I've just got to get Stoney's take on it real quick, guys, and then I'll get some of the phone calls. So college football, yesterday it was all the rage. Brian Kelly, and I try to disregard Brian Kelly in totality. I can't stand him. But he spoke.
And family.
What a con man. The SEC and Big Ten football and how the will of the room among SEC coaches is they wanted to have a mandated kind of conference showdown thing. I want to read this to you because today's news is the proposal is the idea is dead because the commissioners who run the sport and the athletic directors seemingly don't agree. But basically the proposal was you play the Big Ten teams in the regular season. It would be a showdown. I'll tell you why I don't like that in a moment, but Greg Sankey, who's the SEC's CEO for all intents and purposes, said it would come about in three ways. Avoid it altogether, let it happen organically, or you enforce a mandate. Well, guess what he's not willing to do? A mandate will never happen, essentially, saying the third one is simply incredibly difficult. So Brian Kelly's quotes were the following. We want to compete against the Big Ten. Look at the Big Ten right now. It holds it on the SEC. They won the last two championships, even though one of them was a cheating scumbag.
Oh, stop it.
That reality of it, we want to get challenged in that regard. We'd like to be able to get that done. Kelly added, that's up to our commissioner and the ADs. As of right now, the wishes of the coaches' room doesn't align with the commissioner's room. So two things. A, did you want that? But B, Stoney, I just simply believe this is another step, even the conversation of it. It's another step to a super league that the Big Ten and the SEC leave the NCAA and it turns into a government cheese version of the NFL and it's the last fracture to college football. That is my tinfoil conspiracy. And I wanted your take on both of these.
Okay. First part of it, I would love it. As somebody who goes to games, it's one more game every other year where I get to see a quality freaking non-conference opponent. Because if you let it happen organically, that always doesn't happen. As we've seen from a lot of teams' schedules, sometimes forever, sometimes only a couple of years. So from that aspect, as a consumer and a customer, whatever word you want to use, I love it. As far as whether it would lead to the super conference, so to speak, for football, and it would kind of suck. But you know what? The way the playoff is rumored to be pictured anyway, you're going to end up with probably 8 out of 14 teams are going to be from the Big Ten and SEC anyway, so it really won't make a difference one way or the other if you care about having a national championship in that format. So it's not going to affect my life at all. I'd much rather, if I had to pick one of the two, though, I'd give me the mandated game. Because, look, even though not every team plays, I know it's not football, but the Big Ten ACC challenge is always interesting.
David, you're putting your head down. Did he say something offensive?
No, he didn't. I actually agree with him. The mandated game is what I want.
Yes.
I prefer that over the other one because I don't want to see Michigan and Central. I don't want to see those games anymore. I want to see Michigan and Tennessee, Michigan and Auburn even.
Right.
I want to see that.
So have Michigan go down to LSU.
Well, plus you can save money on the illegal scouting budget because you're just going to be facing those teams.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
What? You don't need to hire friends and family. We can just see Tennessee live.
Whatever.
What is the problem, David?
Nothing.
Listen.
Nothing.
I told you this was the deal. Come on.
I know.
248-539-9797. All right. You want to knock down a couple of calls, and then we'll get to a little coach ranking and Stoney time in the 5 o'clock. We'll go to Nolan 97.1. Nolan, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. One of the trade I just wanted to quickly touch on was Mookie to the Dodgers. I think that was an awful trade. You get Alex Verdugo and Connor Wagon, whoever else back. I can't even remember.
You nail. And yeah, plus, Nolan, right. Here's the other thing. Mookie was a fan favorite, community guy, face of a franchise. The idea that John Henry did not want to spend that money and you gave him to the Dodgers, and you nailed it, Nolan. They got nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't remember their financial situation, but that baffled me. I was a big baseball fan, too.
They have a fine financial situation.
Yeah, it was a while ago, so I can't remember that well. But, Mike, I did have a question regarding Zion, because I know back when the Lions were signing a few players that were injury-prone, it was kind of like, okay, why are they signing all these players that are injury-prone, yada, yada. If that is a case of Zion, why, and I'm just generally curious, not even harping on you or anything, just why are you so for Zion if he has a history of all these injuries and inconsistency?
Yeah,
it's a
fair question, and it's a great question. No, I mean, Nolan, here's why. When you sign a Marcus Davenport, I think he just has a limited ceiling, and I go, well, why are we doing this? With a Zion trade, here's the thing. If Zion were perfect, he never hits the market. But Nolan, when he's healthy, he's one of the top 25 players in the sport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he fits a position for this team they desperately need. He keeps them physical. He keeps them athletic. And again, I'm thinking about acquisition cost. I'm thinking about the contract. And I'm thinking about, all right, if it works and if it doesn't work, what are my scenarios? If this works, I want you to think about fourth quarter situations with Cade and Zion. Not only a two-man game or pick and roll, but how about Cade off ball, Zion isolation, top of the key, bowling ball into the lane, free throws. Nolan, it works. It fits. The risk is there. There's no question. Here's the other thing I lean on, Nolan. And if you think this is crap, call me out. The Pistons have made their hay as an organization with risky players and guys who needed a change of scenery. You know, Chauncey Billups had gotten passed around like communion bread. Rasheed Wallace was the biggest malcontent in basketball. I mean, I can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan, I think it's the type of risk. There are no free agents available. They're all garbage. And of the trades, Nolan, I'm not going to be the guy to come on the air and talk Giannis trades. It's not happening. You know, Devin Booker, not available. Now, if Sabonis became available and you want to call Nolan and go, Mike, I prefer Sabonis over Zion, yes, we can have that conversation. But that's why. It's okay if you don't agree. I laugh when people pan it because it's like, all right, you don't like my idea. Cool, what's yours?
Look, and the other thing, Nolan, is what we said about a few minutes ago was that if that trade was made, you know that Trajan Langdon and other members of that front office know Zion better than any other team in the league.
No, that's 100% accurate, too, and that makes a lot more sense. And I don't want to get into all the players and stuff. I like the Derek White idea. I'm just hoping that Langdon during the offseason doesn't fall in love like a lot of the other Detroit teams just with their own players and stuff and kind of can get away with that.
I'm terrified that's exactly what they're doing, Nolan. That is my ultimate fear.
And another thing, too, that scares me is that the Pistons' success so early and how quick they turned around that he looks at it as like, oh, if they can do this, you know, now at this time, what can they be next year? And I'm not one for waiting around and, you know, waiting for that Max Clark type of thing. I'm ready for just go all in and go for it now. Why wait around, you know?
No, and again, I've heard people on this station be like, oh, the roadmap is Oklahoma City. And I'm like, yeah, in what world is Cade SGA? Who's your Jalen Williams?
Who's your Chet Holmgren?
Who's your Chet? Right. And your former radio partner owes an apology to Planet Earth. He killed Chet.
Now, you might argue defensively, maybe Asur is Dort, but Dort's a great defender.
Great. I found my Lugan Dort.
Okay. Yeah, but Dort can at least shoot from three every once in a while, too.
Right. Look, ultimately.
Who's your Caruso? That's a. I mean,
You get my point.
Yes.
I think that is one of the phoniest comps. Well, see, they were patient, and I'm like, wait, what?
No, Sam Presti made great moves. They got an amazing draft.
Dude, they still have Nikola Topic, who hasn't played yet, who was a top 10 pick. Like, they just stashed him away in Belarus or wherever the hell that guy is. They have 19 first-round picks. If they want to get Giannis, they can get him.
Yeah.
They're in a different position. All right, that's all. I'm sorry, Dave. I hate hearing that comp.
I get it.
I need to know who said it.
Oh, really?
That's tomorrow.
Nope. This guy.
Of course.
Okay.
By the way, if Oklahoma City does win the title,
yeah,
they should just, or even in a weird way, maybe even Indiana too. So they should just, forgetting the Larry O'Brien trophy, they should just call it the Paul George trophy. Because not only the trade that was made, including Paul George, I mean, Paul George was traded to Oklahoma City before that for Oladipo and Sabonis, who, of course, was used to get Halliburton.
Shout out Victor Oladipo's patella tendon.
Yeah.
That was awful. I couldn't believe it. And then didn't he tear his quad?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. He had that moment in time where he was just killing everybody and then gone. Leg explosion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.